Any free agent, if the club's not happy with their compensation, then they can force a trade.
He's restricted, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a restricted free agent. So
you can match it?
Well, you can match it, and you can say, well, if you really want him, give us a better pick.
This is The Bump, the one podcast SA footy fans need to hear, where the biggest names tackle the biggest South Australian footy stories. Roo, Dits, Bernie, Jars, and off the bench, straight from Melbourne lockdown, Limo, Triple M's The Bump.
G'day everyone, welcome. That's right, we've got the big names in the chair. Limo's here, we've got Rupert, we've got Bernie Vince. One man has gone missing, Chris Dittmar, and we'll discuss that very, very shortly. We're going to talk about the Adelaide Crows' new chairman. Should AFL players take a pay cut? The prelim finals, boys. I'm telling you what, I'm aroused already. I'm aroused for Friday night football at Adelaide Oval. We'll talk about that. Jesse Hogan, Limo's going to be all over that. He's as horny as they come.
Limo or Jesse?
Both.
Wow. For each other.
Both. Jordan DeGoey, you're kidding yourself. You want $1 million a year. We've got the Sanford Grand Final. Plenty to get through, and it's going to be a great show, so stick around.
Now, Ditz is missing. Is he on? Is he hunting for a four-wheel drive? Is that where he is? Is he at Dutton's
now?
He could be. Can someone get in touch with the amazing team at Dutton's? Yeah. Here's five reasons why Ditz might have buggered off there. Well, firstly, Dutton's are a third-generation family-owned local business.
Nice.
That means they've been selling 4x4s and four-wheel drives for a very long time. I know Ditz would love that.
Yep.
Now, it's the home. Dutton's is home to eight car franchises. Eight of them.
Eight. One fat lady.
You heard me.
You can't say that.
Can't you say that
anymore?
No. Okay. Well,
you say two.
I thought I was a bingo.
One fat woman.
You can't say that either.
You can't say that either.
Okay. Number
eight. You can say one fat bloke.
Yeah, that's all right.
Does that work?
One fat bloke wearing a really tight belt. you know what this means, the eight franchises? It means whatever your needs and budget, Dutton's will.
Right.
With capital letters. Find the right 4x4 for you. Stay tuned. There are more reasons to choose Dutton's 4x4 coming up soon, from test drive to trade-in, everything in between. But if you've seen Ditz at Dutton's, please let us know. That's duttons.com.au/Ironman4x4. Get involved.
Good stuff, Limo. Now, Rupert, now where is your partner in crime? You had Tex on the breakfast show this morning. Where the hell is he?
He's injured. He's had his 14th knee operation. He was speaking yesterday, and I'll be right. And, you know, I said, do you want me to come and pick you up? I picked up my best mate from Wakery, half jogged out. We went and had a pint at the hour. And he's going, yeah, I'm not even worried about it, no. You should see the sobby, pathetic messages we've been getting from him.
Yeah.
Oh, Kate said I'm not allowed to do this, and Kate said I'm not allowed to do that, and Kate said I'm feeling a bit groggy and I'm not talking much sense. Yesterday we spoke about Higgins from Richmond, his girlfriend getting in the way and, you know, getting on social media and talking about players sticking their nose in.
Yeah.
And what do you know? Ditz is getting dominated by the wife.
So, Roo, is it the case? So he's had his knee cleaned out. Is that right? I've been in touch with the doctors, and they've given me a list of things they actually found in his knee.
In the arthroscopy.
Yes.
What they finally, Mo?
Well, judging by what Roo's just told us, his balls, no surprises there. They found it's a Jahangir Khan signed squash racket.
Oh, what, he must have swallowed it.
What he was.
He's been broken with a limp.
He must have been on match point and said, stuff, you're not winning, I'm going to swallow your racket.
A half-eaten hamburger they recovered in there.
He swallowed that whole.
Did he?
What else?
Unbelievable.
Corkscrew.
A corkscrew.
A cork.
And a cork attached to it.
Cork. And not a cask, but the bladder of a cask of wine in there as well. Apparently he's been using it as a pillow.
There wasn't a wine bottle lurking in there, was there?
Doctors are still looking. They're still looking.
No wonder he's having trouble with his knee.
Big bad operation, that one.
We wish him well.
He's like taking those big white pointers that when you kill them open and everything just drops out its guts.
So who's hosting? Who's got that role? Is that you? Are we having a vote or?
Is this for today?
Yeah, today. Yeah, who's going to take
hosting.
Over?
I'm the bloody vice captain of the show.
Well, who's. What? Self pronounced or? Well, we didn't know anything about that.
Labor. Not self pronounced.
Bernie, did you vote on the captain?
I didn't vote.
Roo, did you vote?
No, I didn't vote. I didn't vote for Jars, that's for sure. It's like having your drunk uncle drive you home from the pub.
When will he be back?
Who knows?
You don't give a stuff, do you, really?
He's missing in action. We'll survive.
Hopefully soon if you're taking control,
Jazz. What are we talking about today, Jazz?
Well, we're going to talk about... I just said that at the top of the show. Were you listening?
No. Let's get into it.
Not really.
During the week, Johnny Olsen is the new Adelaide Crows chairman.
Yes. Why? What do you mean, why?
Why John Olsen?
Why wouldn't you have John Olsen? I mean, he's been a premier of the state. There's not too many jobs bigger than that. He's been the chairman of the SRNFL, so he knows South Australian football. He knows grassroots football.
Yes, he does.
All about football in South Australia. So I think that's a good thing. He was chairman of Adelaide Oval Stadium Management Authority, so he knows everything about Adelaide Oval. So got great connections, very well respected. I think he ticks a hell of a lot of boxes. I think it's a great get for the Adelaide Football Club.
Has he walked in with a big stick, Roo? Has he started shaking things up already?
He's only been to the one board meeting, and I think it's fair to say he was just sitting there and taking a lot in on the first one.
Did you have a lot to say in that board meeting?
No, he always does. To my little area and tell everyone else what they're doing wrong in there.
Just threatens everyone if they don't agree with
you. You're on the new joint.
That's not true, and it's a myth, and we all play our role.
Oh, here we go. He's going down that path.
can we ding the cliches? Have we got a dinger there?
I love you idiots to come to a board meeting. Well, it's very structured. It's very formal. It's very professional, and that's the way it works.
We'd be like the old blokes in the Muppets just sitting up in a corner yelling abuse while the meeting's happening.
Hey, Robbie Chapman, what's his legacy then? What will be his legacy at the Adelaide Crows? He was there 11 years as chairman.
Well, 12, I think, and 14 on the board. Look, I don't know what his legacy is, but I just know how, you know, I've become great friends with the guy. I know how much work he's put in. Yeah. I don't think people outside the club
appreciate
how much time, effort, energy, stress is involved in being the president of a football club. I think people forget it's a volunteer job. I think, you know, he's had his ups and downs. There's no doubt about it. He'd be the first to admit it. But he's, you know, he's had quite a few ups, got to a grand final, didn't quite get the job done on that day. But look, to anyone to do... to commit that much time and effort over that long a time, I think needs a clap and should be appreciated.
How does it work, Roo, the selection process? Is it a vote? Is it for a chairman?
What they did is they got a little subcommittee. Okay,
yep.
So the subcommittee went out and thought about all the people that would fit the job, and then not only did that, but then go and speak to them and see if they want to do the job, and then get down to a sort of a small field burn, and then talk through them and get to a point where they bring a nomination to the board, and then you go from there.
Does it have to be ratified at an AGM?
No.
Well, that's locked in already?
Yep.
Have Liam, have you ever thought about going on a board?
Surfboard,
maybe. I tell you what, I'd last as long on a board as I did on a surfboard. Yeah. I've tried once, barely stood up, nearly knocked myself out.
Do you have a committee at home? You and your wife? You'd be chairman there, wouldn't you?
Absolutely no chance. No chance. I have no say. Jazz, you could walk through our house. Yes. So this is absolutely 100% true. Right. If you let someone into our house and said, guess who lives here?
Yes.
There is not a single sign that I live in that house. Mm. You'd say a single woman with three cats. Maybe. That'd be your guess once you got through the house. I have no power, no control at all.
You're a life member of the football club, yes. Jazz. Do you think it's a good appointment?
I think it's great. Yeah, fantastic. For where the club needs to go in the next couple of years, it's a rebuild, which you've come out and said strongly. Absolutely. Look, he's well respected. He knows he's a negotiator. He's got contacts. And, you know, he said three things yesterday. We want to relocate.
Yep.
Reduce our debt and win premierships.
And win premierships was number one. And it should always be
number
one.
Spot on. No, good appointment, mate. So,
good.
Byrn, when will clubs know about their list sizes? And we were talking about, should AFL players take pay cuts?
Yeah, well, that's the big question. It's bizarre to me that it hasn't been announced yet, because how are you meant to, figure out your list size for starters, and then there's a salary cap's going to come down as well. How do you recruit or re-sign players through this period? And we've seen a few big players re-sign. Darcy Moore, just the latest, I think, yesterday.
850 large.
But how do you pay someone 850 when you think the salary cap might be this, and in the end they go, oh, no, it's going to be this. Mm. Like, does that affect what he gets paid then? Is there a little fine print? Is there a, oh, no, that comes down as percentage depending on the salary cap? I just find it very hard to be able to recruit and retain players during this period when you don't even know what the list size is going to look like.
When will you know from the
AFL? We're having multiple meetings a week at the moment for list management, and it's an incredible frustration for every football club at the moment because you don't know if the cap's going to drop 10% or drop 20%. You don't know if the list size is going to be 38, 40 or 42. So to be able to manage individual players and say, look, Burn, you'll get a contract next year if it's 40. You won't get one if it's 38. Yeah. And Billy and Freddie will get a gig as well if it's 42. It's incredibly frustrating. The reason it's happening at the moment is because they're arguing about the drop in the salary cap. Is it going to be 10%? Is it going to be 20%? Is it going to be 15%? And the Players Association are using the size of the list as a bit of a negotiation tool. So they've just got to hurry up and get it sorted.
Is it stuck with the AFL or the Players Association? Who's holding it up?
Both of them are negotiating it at the moment.
What's your ideal list size?
I like bigger lists because I think it gives more kids a go, and I think they're going to get the best opportunity to learn and develop in an AFL environment where you've got development coaches and you've got the quality of the professionalism in every department. I think if you cut it short, if you cut it low, list managers are going to have to be ruthless. Like, if you don't perform in two or three years, you're out. If you're too old, you'll probably get out. If you don't get picked up to start with because you're picking up less players at the draft, then footy might not be for me. You might be disheartened. You might end up going to the country footy and not ever giving 100%. SNFL resources or lesser leagues than AFL are going to have less resources because of the money.
Yeah.
So they're not going to get developed as well. I actually think it's pretty selfish to drop the list sizes. I think it's all about some of the top players in the competition wanting to keep their salary up at the expense of giving opportunity to more kids.
Pay cuts then, Burn?
Yeah, I just think
too greedy list sizes, players are too greedy now, Burn?
Well, they are, because you go up to a Jordan Ngoi and say, look, mate, instead of reducing list sizes, we're going to keep the list sizes the same, but what you're going to have to do instead of getting, he wants $1 million.
$1 million. His old man's asking for $1 million.
That's ridiculous.
Go away, Jordy.
Say he wants 800, we're going to say, look, mate, what we're going to do is the top range players are going to have to come down 150 each to keep these bottom players on a list. And players don't do that, Roo. They are selfish. They want the big money, especially the big marquee players. So I don't know how you're going to do that. I don't mind the list sizes dropping. I know that's probably a selfish thing to say as well because I'm not playing anymore. But you think the average wage, Roo, is, what, 300,000? Yeah. If you drop it by five players down to, say, a 38, 39, what is it now, 44 or something on a list, that's, what, 1.5 million per club? 27 million. Yeah. That's the AFL. That's big money when the AFL is struggling to make money at the moment. I just feel It's an easy decision for me.
They're going to drop the money anyway. It's just how it gets spread.
Yeah, can we do a bit of both? Can we reduce the list sizes a little bit? Maybe save.
I think that's what will happen.
But how are you going to go to the marquee players and say, look, you're going to have to drop your pants here for 200.
You're going to have to have one Ferrari instead of two, are you? Or
would you do that, Roo?
Absolutely, I would. I think it's worth remembering how many rookies end up being absolute sensational footballers. Those rookies aren't going to get a spot in the future. They're not going to be there. They're not going to get picked.
Righto, let's talk more about Dutton's 4x4, guys. You've been pestering me all day, Limo. When are we going to talk about this? Well, here it is. We've already listed two reasons why they're the undisputable specialists. They were at the beginning of this podcast. Well, here's another couple. The Dutton's 4x4 Iron Man store can kit out your entire vehicle with the latest Iron Man accessories and products.
Yeah, good. Kitting them out.
We love the extras. And also, here we go, fourth reason. Dutton's is home to the all-new Mazda. It's a Mazda, Lima, not a Mazda. Or is it a Mazda MT50? No, it's a Mazda BT50. All right, guys. Also, the Volkswagen Amarok, Mitsubishi Triton, and the Nissan Navara. Stay tuned for more reasons coming up very shortly in our next episode. Stay tuned, more reasons coming up very shortly. But seriously, the only destination before your next 4x4 adventure is Duttons.com.au/Ironman 4x4. Duttons, easy to do business with.
Now, let's move on. Limo, Jesse Hogan from the Fremantle Football Club.
Yeah, Jesse Hogan.
What's he done, please?
Can I take my hat off to Jesse Hogan and his lawyer because he got done breaching quarantine, right? Back from the Queensland hub to Perth.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Jesse, you've got to quarantine for 14 days.
Yep.
You can't see anyone. Well, he managed to make, he nearly made it 24 hours.
Is he like Bernard Tomic in I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here? He lasted one day.
So what did he do?
God, he's resilient.
He's made a booty call.
Yeah, booty
right?
call.
And he said, his lawyers tried to say, this is what his lawyer said, he fell into a trap due to an attractive young lady. He rang her, told her to park around the corner and come in the back door.
Gotcha.
So no one would see her. And he's fallen into her trap. But this is my favourite bit, his lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
They were in Fremantle Magistrates Court on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And his lawyer said, and I quote, sir, referring to the magistrate,
right.
He hadn't been with a woman for a few months. He was a bit toey.
Oh.
Now, that is not a defence.
No.
That's an explanation. And we all get it. We've all been there.
Yeah.
That is not a defence. Never in history has the line, I was a bit toey, been a valid defence.
And he rated her an 8 out of 10 too. And he said, well, you put yourself in that position.
Who said that?
Jesse.
Said she was an 8 out of 10.
He rated her.
Hey, can you imagine if I was a bit toey was a valid defence? Can you imagine if it was? We wouldn't have even invented the wheel yet. We'd still be living in caves cheating on our partners.
I was a bit toey.
Imagine if the judge said, oh no, 8 out of 10, you can't pass them up. No, you're all clear to go.
On your way,
young fella.
Oh, there we go.
In fact, I got a bit sus on Jesse Hogan when he suggested Fremantle change their club song to this.
I've heard people say. Watch a minute.
That would have sent him over the edge.
Big bad bass. Where were the ex-sex workers? Why didn't the AFL bring in some sex workers for the boys?
Oh, no.
You can't sit in there for 3 months. You wouldn't last 5 minutes.
Hang on, Jazz, you can't sit there for 3 months. When I was Jesse Hogan's age, once every 6 months was a hot streak as far as I was concerned.
You can quarantine the sex workers, Jazz. Quarantine them for 14 days and then just drop them
come
in.
On.
And then unleash him.
This is like, AFL football.
Does he really want to play footy?
I don't know if he really. I think he does, but he doesn't really know how to commit himself.
His lawyer, did you see this? I'm not making this up. His lawyer also said that in the future he wants to move to an NRL state.
Where
no one recognises him and he can get away with shit.
Yeah. There's a few that do that.
Anyway, good luck to the young man.
Yeah, good luck to Jesse.
Let's talk prelim finals this weekend. All right, big one Friday night. We know they're playing Richmond. We know it's sold out. Adelaide Oval. Mm. Are Port Adelaide a chance, Rupert?
Oh, they're absolutely a chance. It's a different game to what was happened early on in the year when Port absolutely flogged them that night. I thought the scoreboard flattered the Tigers on that occasion. They should have been 5 goals up at half time that night, but Charlie Dixon missed a few. This is the names that aren't in the side. For Port Adelaide, Connor Rosie, Ryan Burton, Todd Marshall, Stephen Motlop and Brad Ebert. So plenty for Port, but listen to this for the names
Tigers.
For Richmond.
Yeah.
Trent Cotchin, who we know is a big finals performer, he's hard in. Shane Edwards, how about his performance the last couple of weeks?
Yeah.
Dion Presti is a gun midfielder. David Asprey is one of the best defenders. Basher Hooley was best on ground last weekend. Toby Nankervis comes in for Big Soldo in the ruck, and Jack Graham's a ball around the ball. So it's a different game. It's a different side. I just think it's dead set a 50-50 game.
What difference does the venue make to this game?
That's where it was played last time, their game. But you're saying Adelaide is opposed
to Brisbane. I'm just saying Adelaide's a home ground advantage, and there'll be, 100 Tigers fans there probably?
Oh, it definitely helps Port. How much, is a question mark. But look, Richmond are a gun side. Their game plan is finals football. They don't overpossess it. They just knock it forward. It is exactly like finals football, so they don't have to change at all. I thought everything went right for them against St Kilda the other night in the first quarter watching. The bounce of the ball was going through. Everything went the right direction for them. Tom Lynch got an early touch. But, I think it's a toss of the coin. I can't make it one way or the other.
No, it certainly is. No, it is. And it reminds me, it's a lot of
Port Adelaide players' first prelim. Now, Richmond have been here, what, the last 4 years now, I think, in a row, and a lot of finals experience on the big stage, and first prelim for a majority of that Port Adelaide side. And I go back to my first year and playing for Adelaide, and we played, and Rupert was playing in the prelim. It was 2006, and we're playing West Coast at home, expected to win up at halftime by probably four points.
That's right.
4 goals. And in the second half, and Ben Cousins had an outstanding second half, and Nathan Van Bello couldn't go with him, and he was just running him off his feet. And they got over the line, just West Coast, and made it to the grand final, because we had an outstanding record against Sydney as well. They hadn't beaten us for years.
Last nine times we've beaten them.
And they were in the grand final already, and we just thought if we could get there, you know, big opportunity on grand final day. I know it can go both ways. But I remember seeing, you know, Roo, Goody, Brett Burton, Rhett Biglands, these sort of guys in tears, Scotty Welsh in tears in the room.
Did you tear up?
And I thought, you know, I knew it was a big game and stuff, and then after seeing them upset, I was a young kid, and I'm sort of meaning of all the young kids in the Port side. Mm. I just thought it was going to happen every year. I just thought, we'll be back here. I didn't think it was just going to happen. I just thought, well, we're a bloody good side. Look at everyone here. We're going to be good for years. Yeah. And then it didn't happen again. And then as I got older as a player, I realised what those players were going through and what we'd possibly missed out on. And you know, it doesn't happen every year. So this might be the last prelim some of these kids play in. So you've just got to make
the most of
the opportunities when you're there, because it doesn't happen. It's a big competition, 18 teams, and there's only 4 left now. So you got to make the most of it. And I'll never forget that moment in the rooms
seeing
after
Rupert
the game.
Cry.
Yeah, purely because of that reason, probably.
Some consolation though for Roo, Bernie, on that particular game. My only memory of that game is Roo won Tall of the Week that week on before the game.
No, it wasn't that
Did
game.
You? Wasn't it that game? Roo. I thought it was that game.
No, Limo's trying to get my Todger story in again.
that's right, yeah.
Look, it's one of my greatest achievements, winning Tall of the Week. I won everything else. I'm only joking.
That was against West Coast, though, wasn't it, Roo?
Yeah, it was that game was over in Perth, though, Limo, when I had to make a decision. I'd been tackled. I only used to wear undies, not you know, Speedos like some people. I just used to wear whatever undies I had.
Yeah.
And I must have got tackled and stretched the elastic, so it wasn't working. So I was resting at full forward and, you know, elbowed the bloke and charged out in the lead. And as I started running, old fella was sort of flopping around, and the ball was coming. It was a stab pass from about 50 metres. I had to make a decision. Do I take a two-armed chest mark with the Todger flopping around down the bottom, or do I tuck it in and take a one-hander?
Well,
and
there'd you go.
I had to tuck it in. And
around the waist.
Was on Channel 10 at the time.
And I'll tell you what, at Channel 10.
They didn't even pixelate it out.
Well, no, they nearly ran out of pixels trying to cover it up.
And when he says tuck it in, he wrapped it around the waist twice and then tucked it in.
It was so impressive. St Kilda tried to rookie list it later that year.
Anyway, Tall of the Week.
He named it in sections.
But back to prelim finals.
They had an elbow back in the day.
Prelim finals are do or die.
That's
They're
it.
Tough to win.
They're the best games to watch.
Bernie talked about his experience. The same with me in 93 when we were 7 goals up against Essendon and Jars missed that goal.
All right. There's going to be some showers on Friday and a bit windy too, so that won't matter, will it?
Yeah, same for both sides.
Doesn't matter.
Certainly doesn't hurt.
You going for Richmond or Port? Come on, just give me a decision.
I'm going for Port.
Port. Bernie?
I'm Port.
And Limo?
Port.
All right, now the other game is, this is going to be a good game of footy, Brisbane Lions and Geelong.
Geelong have got an...
Who are we going for?
Geelong have got an unbelievable record at the Gabba.
So Brisbane.
4 games they've played. Their average winning margin's 40 or 50 points. Look, they were brilliant last week, the Cats, but was it because Collingwood was so poor? We said last week, on this show, that coming back from Perth sometimes is just, you know, just destroys your legs. Yeah. And they didn't look in it from the start. So how good were Geelong? Hard to tell, really. They got made to look stupid. But this is a toss of the coin as well. I don't know how you can pick a winner this weekend. You can't, really.
No, absolutely. Bird.
Brisbane. Come on. Brisbane.
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 Why?
Yes.
Why?
Because I think they're on a roll. They shook off the Richmond hoodoo in the first week of the finals. And I reckon Geelong have just got a little chokey action happening in the preliminary finals.
Limo don't like Geelong.
And I hate Geelong.
What some people have got to realise for these Victorian sides. So Brisbane have been home in their beds all year. They haven't travelled. Yeah. Port have been home in their beds for most of the year. They did do some hard travel there for a while. Geelong, Richmond, Collingwood have got knocked out last week. They've been on the road for 5 months or something stupid.
The Leyland brothers.
It's for sides that don't usually leave Melbourne for 5 weeks a whole year. Mm. It's a massive, massive difference for the Victorian club. So big edge to Brisbane and Port Adelaide.
So you're going who?
I'm going for Geelong.
All right. So you're Port Geelong. Byrne?
Yeah, I'm Geelong. I saw that game. Well, we called
Geelong,
that game for
Limo.
Brisbane.
You're Brisbane and Port.
Yep.
Whose phone is that, Ditch?
You know what? You know what, Jars? It might come down to goal kicking.
I'm with you.
It does
Geelong
every time.
In front of
goal. Geelong kick, what they kick against Port Adelaide, set shots the week before
horrendous.
Was like
12 behind.
Oh, yeah, something ridiculous. And then on the weekend was 7-1 or something. So that could purely be the difference. So, and if it comes down to that, it is a toss of the coin because how do you know who's going to kick straight?
Hey, the four games in the first week of finals were decided by inaccurate kicking.
So you're Bruce McAvaney all of a sudden.
No, I'm saying put more effort into your bloody goal kicking.
I'm with you. I support what you just said.
They had against Port, they won the scoring shots 17-13. But kick five goals.
Thanks, Dennis.
So there we go.
Thanks. Yeah. Before we wrap up, chaps, and I think you've all been magnificent.
Have we done?
No, we've done plenty.
Hey,
what are you getting rid of?
Oh, hang on, Limo, what?
Yeah, can I just say, can I just give Brad Crouch a shout out for finally clearing up? He said he spoke out just to clear up what happened on that night. I thought, oh, this is exciting. I'm good on him for fronting up and telling us what happened.
Right.
And he came out and he said, he had a big night, made a bad decision. I thought, well, thanks for the insights, mate. Really appreciate it.
Massive night.
Makes total sense now.
Just quickly.
Massive
night. That counts as an excuse.
I was get confused away as to what happened.
I wasn't thinking about the future. Right.
Is he started or going?
What do you mean? How would I know?
I've got a question for you, Roo.
All right.
If he only gets the compensation in the second round, does Adelaide change its mind on keeping Brad Crouch? Because it looks like now that a couple of clubs have pulled out of the race, possibly.
Possibly.
Depends if you believe his manager. He said there's six clubs still interested.
Yeah, well, I'm just believing, I'm sifting through some of that.
Good but through his old mentors, Mal.
If the length of the contract and the amount of the contract is, say, first pick of the second round, does Adelaide change its mind and you know,
good
discuss
question,
keeping
Byrne.
Him? Let's see if it's not going to be pick two.
Let's good take boy. Brad Crouch out of this because, you know, I'm not allowed to talk about Brad Crouch and I can't talk about it.
Oh, but let's call him Mr. X.
No, we can talk about any free agent out there.
Yes.
Right. All right? Any free agent. If the club's not happy with their compensation, then they can force a trade.
He's restricted, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a restricted free agent. So,
you can match it?
Well, you can match it, and you can say, well, if you really want him, give us a better pick.
All right. You have
that's what you're doing.
If for Danaher, you know, or someone like that.
Danaher and all the others.
And congratulations to Don Pike, now new assistant coach at the Sydney Swans.
Yeah, what a great appointment.
Have you spoken to him?
No,
text him?
Well, not since yesterday, but I've spoken to him a couple of weeks ago. I think it's great for
Fantastic.
Sydney, great for footy,
well
and great
done.
For Pikey, and he'll be able to go up there and
help Johnny Longmire.
Have no scrutiny from the media up there.
Replace John Blakey, is it, who's gone to North Melbourne, is that right?
Has Blakey gone?
Yeah, he's back at North Melbourne.
Yeah.
Okay,
maybe he's replacing
you. Not
he's got his lad playing there too.
Yeah, his lads. He's a Connie lad. Limo, what are you looking at your phone for? Why don't you focus on the show? You're as bad as Ditch doing the bloody crossword.
He's actually nearly finished it.
I was doing some.
What are you doing?
Me for three down.
I was doing some research.
For who?
For another show I'm
doing. He was just about to ask you.
Stock exchange.
We ready? We're done
Who
now.
Should have Orazio Fantasia, Port and Crows? You don't like him,
No, Port Adelaide.
Don't you like Orazio Fantasia?
No, I don't know the young man, but he's injury prone. He's played 33 games in 3 years.
Yep.
He's got injuries. He's lazy.
He's lazy?
He's lazy.
He's
a lazy player off the ball. He's
in.
A lazy player, and his body's not up to AFL football. So he's a high risk. No.
I'm taking him, Roo.
Oh, I'm taking him.
I would agree with Jars. He bruises easily. Did you see he made Ben Stratton look bad?
What is he, like a grape?
All right, guys, we had a vote pre-show and we all agreed that Dutton's rock and we've just discussed four reasons why Dutton's a 4x4 specialist.
You haven't got a fifth reason, have you?
Yeah, Roo. Have you? You know me well.
Oh, you know me well. What is it? Give it to us.
And you were clearly listening earlier on when I said there were five reasons.
Yeah.
Well, the fifth reason, their Volkswagen and Hyundai dealerships have been awarded the number one dealership in Australia for the past 2 years. Just think about
in Australia.
Just think for a second about all the car dealerships in Australia. Just have a think about how many there are.
Dutton's. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
There we go. The Dutton's number one dealership in Australia. Surely there is no bigger reason than that. And with five incredible reasons, like the ones we've just mentioned, it's not hard to see why only the only destination for your next 4x4 adventure is duttons.com.au/Ironman4x4. Duttons. They're easy to do business with.
Any best wishes for Dits?
Nah. Yeah. Nah. I think the show's been better
without him. It actually has ran pretty smooth. You've done well, Jazz. Hey, that was a big surprise.
This is the pick of the shows.
Hey, good stuff, lads. Enjoy your thrilling finals. And we're back next week for the bump.
Grand final edition.
Grand final edition.
How does that change?
Well, we'll have Dits back on board, won't we?
Oh,
God.
See you, boys.
See you, boys.
See you.